Part 2. Invitation and reply for formal visit. Key sentences. 76. It is with the greatest pleasure that I write to cordially invite your university to send a team of experts to attend the symposium.
77. The organizing committee is very pleased to invite you to submit a paper for the 14th International Symposium on Acoustical Imaging.
78. We would, with this letter, like to invite you to send a delegation to attend the 14th International Conference on the Physics of Electronic and Atomic Collisions.
79. It would be a great pleasure for my society to act as sponsor for the visit of your delegation.
80. We greatly appreciate and admire your enthusiasm and efforts in promoting the academic exchanges of scientists between China and other countries. We will be happy to accept your invitation.
81. It's our great pleasure to accept your invitation to participate in the 3rd annual Beijing International Swimming Meet.
82. Many thanks for your letter of invitation. But much to my regret, I will not be able to honor it because I have been suffering from an old disease since this summer.
83. I'm grateful for your kind invitation, but my doctor advised me to stay in bed for the whole winter.
84. I feel very sad to miss the opportunity of meeting you.
85. I'm very much looking forward to meeting you this autumn.
86. I will be happy to accept your invitation and would send a delegation of 15 members to China.
87. The undersigned invites you to submit a contributed paper in your field of expertise.
88. We greatly appreciate and admire your enthusiasm and efforts in promoting the trade and cooperation between the two countries.
89. I feel very sad to miss the opportunity of meeting you and many others in the field of functional grammar.
Sample 1. Dear Mr. Smith, on behalf of the CCPIT, I am very pleased to invite you to send a delegation to have a study tour for 3 or 4 weeks in China. My secretariat will act in cooperation with the Chinese Department of Trade and with all the other departments you wish to meet, as well as with your embassy. They will arrange your program and will do all that is necessary to ensure that your visit is a rewarding one. I suggest that your delegation arrive in time to start their work on Monday, the 18th of September. Your program could be designed to cover 3 to 4 weeks following that date. If this period is not convenient for you, please inform me as soon as possible of the date on which you would prefer to arrive. Then I can make the necessary alternative arrangements. I look forward to meeting you this autumn. Sincerely, Xu Guohua. Sample 2.
Dear Mr. Xu, I have received your letter dated May 15, 1995, inviting a delegation from the States to make a study tour of 3 to 4 weeks in China. We greatly appreciate and admire your enthusiasm and efforts in promoting the trade and cooperation between our two countries. China has been developing very quickly owing to its open-door policy and its flexible ways of trading, and autumn is a harvesting season. I will be happy to accept your invitation and would send a delegation of 15 members to China. If everything goes smoothly, we'll arrive at Shanghai Hangzhou Airport on Sunday, the 17th of September. We look forward to meeting you soon. Sincerely yours, John Smith.
Sample 3. Dear Professor Milton, the 20th International Symposium on Functional Grammar will be held in Shanghai on August 21st, 2000. The conference will be devoted to the recent progress and the new trends of the research on functional grammar and its appliance in language teaching. On behalf of the organizing committee, the undersigned invites you to submit a paper in your field of expertise. Your local expenses, including hotel accommodation, meals, and the conference fee, will be covered by the organizers. However, it is assumed that your institute will take care of the travel expenses to and from Shanghai. Please reply to the undersigned at the address given before May 15th. The deadline for the submission of the paper is June 15th. Sincerely yours, Xu Guohua. Sample 4.
Dear Mr. Xu, many thanks for your letter dated 15th January, inviting me to attend the 20th International Symposium on Functional Grammar to be held in Shanghai from August 21st to 25th, 2000. Much to my regret, I will not be able to honor the invitation because I have been suffering from a serious illness since this summer. I am firmly advised that it would be unwise to undertake any long-distance traveling in the near future. I'm feeling very sad to miss the opportunity of meeting you and many others in the field of functional grammar. I wish the symposium is a complete success. Faithfully yours, John Milton.